thank you all for being here this morning. We just heard a story from Jesus, but we're actually going to talk about a story that we heard as part of a letter. Do you know what's a letter? Not like the letter A or B, but like a letter that you write. What do you do with a letter? You put it in your name, right? And then you send it to someone, right? And it goes and generally it travels a long distance. We do this with email now. It's a lot easier, let me tell you. But there's a guy that we heard from this morning, and his name was Paul. Can you say Paul?
Paul.
So Paul wrote a letter. And he wrote a letter to a group of people in a place pretty far away from where he was called Rome. It was a big city. And in this letter, he tells these people he's writing to a very strange thing. He tells them that these people who live all the way far away are his brothers and sisters. Does that seem strange? How many of you have brothers and sisters at home? Yeah, a couple of us have brothers and sisters. And they're with us. They're pretty close to us, right? And we get to know them because they're like right in front of us and sometimes annoying us all the time. Am I right? Yeah. But Paul says that these people, some of whom he's never met before, are his brothers and sisters. But he says that they're his brothers and sisters because all of them are loved by Jesus. And Jesus wants them all to know that. And so Paul writes to them, telling them how much Jesus loves each and every one of them, so much that God adopts them as God's children so that they are brothers and sisters. How cool is that? So we can remember even today, reading Paul's words again, that all of these people around us that we see, some of them whom we don't know yet, and other people who we haven't even met yet, are for us brothers and sisters because of how much Jesus loves them, and because of how much Jesus loves us. How cool is that? So here's the thing. Next time you see somebody you don't know or somebody that you do know, can you remember that Jesus loves them and that we are brothers and sisters with them because Jesus loves us too? Can you remember that? Cool. Thank you. There's two things we should do before we head back to our seats. What do you think they are?
Lollipops?
Lollipops is definitely one of them. And what's the other one? We should do a prayer together. That's exactly right. So let's do the prayer first, okay? Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for sending to us Jesus to show how much you love us. Help us to remember that all of the people that we meet are our brothers and sisters because of Jesus' love for them and for us as well. We give you thanks for all of this, and we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.